around the top of your chest, or the about a third of the way down your chest and aleph. The chimeachad the mayor of the essence came and the hem common of the antiquus fila are seder shimon apakuli my hisdim. If the Anshek Nes Hagdol already instituted Shmona Esrei, then what did Shimon HaPakuli have to do? It was a shachum v'chos of a sidrum, that they forgot them. The order of the tefillah, according to some Rishonim, they never really made a seder to begin with. They created the 18 brachas. But what order you had to say in, if you had to say all of them, that they didn't do. And Shimon HaPakuli, in his time, they were mesakin that you had to say all the brachas, you had to say them in order. Okay, more than this, you're not allowed to add more brachas to Shmon Esrei. The Omer of Elazar, my defseed, me amalav v'ruos Hashem, yashmiya kol tihiloso. Lemi noel amalav v'ruos Hashem, lemi shiyokol ashmiya kol tihiloso. Who can say the tihiloso of the Rosh? Somebody can say all of them. You can't say all of them, so you can't say any of them. So therefore the Rabbanu were misakin what you could say and what not. But that's only in an extra bracha, and in part of tefillah. But if you want to say tachanunim, that you can add as much as you want. However, they say that that's only if you have a set nusach, some kind of nusach. So you won't come to forget part of it, and that's even worse. But if you stand on your own, start saying shvachos of the Rabbanu Shalom, where there's no set nusach, and you could forget things, that's also not good to do. Rashi. Osir Vesaper b'kfiyas bracha. So Rashi says clearly, you can't say more shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom than Shmona Esrei if you make a new bracha. You can't add another bracha. L'mishi yachol, v'ein mishi yachol v'saper is kula. There's no one who could say all the shevachos of the Rabbanu Shalom. L'fichach ein nira v'saper midaito ela mashatiknu chachomen. Therefore, you shouldn't on your own just decide to be verbose in shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom. Do what the chachomen said, and that's it. Okay. Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mesaper b'shvacha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Midai, a person who praises God more than is allowed. Nekar min ha'olam. So he's uprooted from the world. Shenema ha'yisuper lo ki adabir, im Omer ish ki yivola. Right? That the end of the pasuk is, ish ki yivola, the person swallowed up, he's uprooted from the world. Hayisuper loki adaber Rashi, hachi dorishli. Hayisuper shvacho kulo. Is it possible to say all the shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom? No, this is the next piece. Okay. May deksiv. 1 second. Dorish of Yehuda ish kfar giboraya va'amri la ish kfar gibor chayil. May deksiv lechod dumiya tehila. That to you, Rabbanu Shalom, is proper. Dumiya, keeping quiet, that's your greatest praise. Right? In other words, a person should keep quiet. That's the best way to praise the Rabbanu Shalom, by admitting that he can't say all the praises. Sama dekula mishtuka. Right? The best refuah is keeping quiet. Rashi. Sama dekula mishtuka. Mivchar kola samamon in hiashtika. Shalola harbos dvorim. Vahainu lecho dumiya sehila. To you, Rabbanu Shalom, the greatest tehillah is for a person to keep quiet. He also Ravdimi Omar, Amri b'marava, Mila b'sela, Mishtuka b'train. Right? That, it's better if you're going to pay a sela for a word, then keeping quiet is worth two. It's better to keep quiet than to talk. Rashi, Mila b'sela, Mishtuka b'train. In Tircha Liknos Hadibur b'sela, if speech is worth a sela, tikne hashtika b'shtayim. Pay two for keeping quiet. Keeping quiet is superior to talking. Okay. Okay. They say there's a hint here to the chait of Meimariva, that had Moshe Rabbeinu spoken to the rock, would have been better than him keeping quiet, and two people suffered because of that, Moshe and Aaron. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Koral pelo yotze. If you read the Megillah by heart, you're not Yotze. Minola. How do you know? You have to read it from the Megillah. Omar Rava, Ashi Zechira Zechira. We learn Exereshov is Zechira Zechira. Ksiv Hoch Vahayom Ha'elen Niskorin. Uksiv Hosom Ksov Zos Zikoron Basefer. Malahalam Basefer Avkan Basefer. Just like the Zikoron over there has to be written in a sefer, zikaron b'sefer. Over here also, the zechira has to be mitocha sefer, has to be from the Megillah. Maybe that zechira also doesn't mean that you have to read it from the sefer to remember it. You just look at it and you think it. How do you know you have to say it from the sefer? Lo sokadaita. See, zochar yochol b'leiv. It says zochar es asher asah lecha Amalek, right? Which is the ksav zo zikaron b'sefer. I might think you could just remember it in your heart. Shu'omer lo sishkach harishik kosalev omer. It says you shouldn't forget it. That already means that you have to remember it in your heart. Because if you don't remember it in your heart, you'll forget it. So what's the zohar then? We already know lo sishka. What's zohar? Hamani mekayim zohar b'peh. But zohar means verbally. So some learn from here that parsha zohar you have to learn from a sefer Torah. You have to read it from a sefer Torah, not by heart. And you're not yotzei zechira samalek unless you read it from a sefer. And the basic, the limud is zohar means you have to do it verbally, and from ksov zozi karom b'sefer, we learn you have to do it verbally from a sefer. According to that, like we said yesterday, the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar would be to read it from a sefer Torah. But the other Rishonim learn not like that. That Tosfos seems to say that Parsha Zohar, even though it's min haTorah, but you don't have to read it from a sefer Torah. So they learn the Pnei Yeshua says the following way. There's two separate things here. One is that you have to write Zechira of Amalek has to be written b'sefer, has to be written the Sefer Torah. Then there's a separate mitzvah, to remember Amalek. That doesn't have to be done from the Sefer Torah, that just has to be done verbally. Okay? And what do we learn in the Megillah? Since it says Zechira, Yomim Mo'elu Nizkarim, and it says by the Zechira that has to be written in the Sefer, so from that part we learn that the Zechira, the reading of the Megillah, has to be Mitoka Sefer. But not taka that reading Parsha Zohar has to be mitocha sefer. That we don't learn. Okay. So it's a makhlokas.
It has to be written in the sefer.
What?
You don't have to read it in the sefer. You mean it has to be written in the sefer? The sefer Torah has to be, everything has to be written in the sefer.
No. So that was the mitzvah. The mitzvah was ksov zozi karam b'sefer. This has to be part of the sefer Torah, right? And that's what the Rebbeinu Shimon told Moshe Rabbeinu. God's talking. Write this in the sefer Torah. Not everything has to be written in the sefer. Only what the Rebbeinu Shimon said. This is one of the things he said has to be. Let's go on. Kara Targum lo yotze. If you read the Megillah Targum, you're not yotze. Hechi domi. Ilei medechsiva mikra v'kori le Targum hanyope. If it's written in Hebrew and you read it as Targum, you're reading it by heart. So for sure you're not yotze. Lo tzricha dechsiva Targum. The Kara, it's talking where it's written as Targum. And even though it says it has to be written Ashuris, that is in the form of the letters. But the language we see from here could be pashtus. It could be written in a different language, and that's not called reading it bal peh. But still, it's not yotzei. Aval kor nosu leloazus belaz v'ha'amrus kor b'cholashen lo yotzei. Mishnah said if you read it in any other language besides Hebrew, you're not yotzei. And here it says if you read it to people who don't understand Hebrew in the language they understand, you are yotzei. Ravu Shmuel damri tarvayu belaz yivoni. It's talking about one laz. No language is okay except for Hebrew, except for one, and that is Greek. Greek, like we learned before, according to Shem Gamliel, has a special halacha, and Greek has the same status as Hebrew. Hechi dami, huh? Yeah, Greek. That's what's called Greek. That's Yavani. Hechi dami, ilei medechsiva ashuris v'korle Yavanis, hainu alpeh. So how's it talking? If it was written in Hebrew and you're reading it in Greek, so that's reading it by heart. So he's not yotzei. Om Ravacha, Om Ravalosa, Shiksuva, Balaz Yavani, Echanami. It could be written in Ksav Yavonis too. Okay. And Balaz Yavonis, and that's also a shaila, what that means. It can be written in Greek characters, or it can be written in Hebrew characters, but the language is Greek. As you write, you transliterate it. Om Ravacha, Om Ravalosa, Menayin Shikoro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov El. Right, Rav Yaakov said the name of Rav Acha said the name of Elazar. How do we know that the Rebbeinu Shem called Yaakov El, power? Shenemar vayikra lo El Elohei Yisrael. The way the wording of the pasuk is that vayikra lo, he called him. God called him Yaakov El. Who called Yaakov El? Elohei Yisrael. Elohei Yisrael. So if we read vayikra Elohei Yisrael lo El. The Yisrael Kedaitich L'mizbeach Kora Le'Yakov El, because if you learn the Toshib Shat in the Pasuk, Vayikra Lo, Yaakov called the Mizbeach that he made, El, Elokei Yisrael, right? Vayikra Lo Yaakov Miboyle, it should say Vayikra Lo Yaakov, Kael Elokei Yisrael. But since the word Yaakov is missing, it's what's it called? The Lo is, Vayikra Lo is going on the end of the Pasuk, Elokei Yisrael, called Yaakov El. And the idea being that Rabban Shalom gave over to Yaakov Avinu tremendous powers, right, to, like everybody, to create worlds or whatever, like we said on Shabbos. The Rabban Shalom gave over to people to do in the world the things that the Rabban Shalom wants done. Ela vayikra lo li Yaakov El. Umi karo, and who called him El? Elokei Yisrael. Okay, that's Rashi. Kara targum b'chaloshon zuva ain't tzarich lomar zuktani. Not only are you not yotzi, what's it called? You're not yotzi with targum, and surely you're not yotzi with any other, because targum is close to Hebrew. If you're not yotzi with targum, surely you're not yotzi with any other language. Okay. Meisvei. Now we're asking a question. We said that if you read it in Greek, that's okay. Any other language is not okay. Meisvei. Kora giftis, ivris, ilmis, midis, yivonis, lo yotze. Right? Says the Pharisee, yivonis. If you read Greek, you're not yotze. Right? Just like any other language. Halo gamya elaloha. No. You have to compare it to the following brisa. Giftis le giftim, ivris le ivrim, ilmis le ilmim, yivonis le yivonim, yotze. Right? That you're not yotze in a language that you don't understand. But if you read it to people who understand that language, then you're yotze in other languages too. If it's written in that language, either again in Hebrew characters, or according to some, even in the characters of that language, and then you're not reading it by heart, then you can read it in any language that a person understands. And as a machlokas, what happens if you understand Hebrew and you also understand another language? Is it only for people who don't understand any other language except the one you're reading it in? They don't understand Hebrew. Right, they can read it in a different language, or it's for people who understand that language, even if they understand Hebrew too. So Mar says, "Ihachi Rabbi Shmuel, amai mokmi lala masnisim belaz yibanis, lokmi bechol laz." So why did Rabbi Shmuel have to say it's talking about Greek? Say it's talking about any language that a person understands that language. Ela masnisim kibraisa. The Mishnah is talking like the Braisa, that the Mishnah says that if you read it in other languages, you yotze. That's if you read it to somebody who understands that language. You're not yotze if you read it to somebody who doesn't understand that language. And the chiyitmer, the Rabbi Shmuel, be almeitmer. And Rabbi Shmuel were not going on the Mishnah or the Braisa. They were just saying in general. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, las yivoni lechol kosher. Even if somebody who doesn't understand Greek, you can read it in Greek. Right? And just like Hebrew. Hebrew you can read to anybody, even if they don't understand Hebrew. Greek is like Hebrew. You can read it to anybody even if they understand Greek. But other languages, you only yotze if you read it to somebody who understands that language. Ivahoktani yivonis li yivonim. I says yivonis li yivonim, that you only yotze with Greek to people who understand Greek. In lekulei alma lo, only for people who understand Greek and not for people who don't. So Mara says, inu doma krav shingam li, anichanami, that's machlokas tanoim. If Greek is special or not. And Rav and Shmuel hold like krav shingam li, that Greek is special. The special halacha that even Sifrei Torah you can write in Greek, like we learned before, because of the maisa of what's it called of Talmi and Yafta Elokim Liyefes, we learn from Pesukim. The verse says, "V'leim ru halacha Rav Shmuel." So why are they beating around the bush? Say the halacha is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Why did Rav and Shmuel have to say if you read the Megillah in Greek, even to somebody who doesn't understand Greek, you would say just like Rav Shmuel Gamliel? Say the halakha is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. I amri halakha Rav Shmuel Gamliel havi aminu hanimila shar svarim. And I think the halakha is Rav Shmuel Gamliel by Sifrei Torah. Ava Megillah dechsiba kichsavam emalo kamashmo. But Megillah says kichsavam. My mashmo has to be only Hebrew. Right? Or a language that somebody understands. But Greek shouldn't have that special maila. Kamashmo and Greek is special even by Megillah. Not only by Sefer Torah. Rashi. Giftis le giftim yotza v'hachinami t'nan masnisim le lo'azos belaz. That's why the Mishnah said if you read it in a different language, you yotze, that's dafka in a language that person understands. And when it says you're not yotze, is you read it in different language, the people don't understand that language. Ivris, Lashon Ivra Nar. Ivris is not what we call Hebrew. Ivris is old Hebrew, whatever. Ilmis, Lashon Elam. That's from Elam. Okay. Masnis and Kebraisa, Zumis Sukma. Right? The Mishnah and the Braisa are saying the same thing. Kara b'chol lashon, diktani masnisen, lo yotza. Right? When it says if you read it in any other language except Hebrew, you're not yotze, kigom giftish lemidoyim, or midish legiftim. Where you read it to a person who doesn't understand that language. Aval kara nosu lo lazus belaz ish koshono. But when the Mishnah says you could read it in another language, it means to a person who understands that language. The halloi shishoma ashuris yotza. And Hebrew is different, that anybody who hears it in Hebrew, even if you don't understand it, you yotze. I have a whole lawyer, Madaka Amrei, you don't know what he's talking about. How could you be Yotzei in Hebrew if you don't know what it means? Shemar says, Midri Havi Anoshim V'Ameh Ha'aretz. Right? Women and Ameh Ha'aretz don't understand the Hebrew either. And they're Yotzei. So somebody who's not an Ameh Ha'aretz and not a woman, but he doesn't understand because he doesn't know Hebrew, same thing. Maskif Lo Ravino, Atu Anan Ho'achashtranim B'nei HaRamochim Mi Adina. Right, even us, forget about women in Amei Ha'aretz. We don't know a lot of the words, what they mean. And they're Madaik from here, we don't know it. But Chazal Taka knew what these words were. Chatchila, they do it. Obviously, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola knew they wrote it. So they must have known what those words meant. But we don't know. Ela mitzvah kriya upersumei nisa. The mitzvah is to read it. And by reading it, people speak about the nes, and you don't have to know every single word. You just have to get the gist of the persumei nisa. That's called persumei nisa. Therefore, if somebody hears it being read in Hebrew, even though it's a word, it doesn't have an idea what it is, but he knows we're reading something special because it's Purim. That's enough to make Pirsumei Nisa. Rashi, Pirsumei Nisa, Afo Pishein Yodim Mashe Shomim. They don't know every word or even the words what they're hearing, but they know we're reading something special because it's Purim. That's enough of Pirsumei Nisa. Shoalim is Hashomim. They ask other people. The Omrim Magi Kakriyazu. What do they say? The Echaya Nation, what was the miracle? Through reading something special, even if you don't know a word that's going on, the will come, Pirsumei Nisa. Modilem, so he tell him. So Pirsumei Nisa will be affected by reading the Megillah, even if you don't understand it while it's being read. Okay. Korah Serugin Yotza. Lohavi Yavdi Rabbonim Mai Serugin. The Rabbonim didn't know what the Mishnah meant when it said Serugin. You read it to Serugin. Shamula Amsa Devei Rebbe, the Ka'amra Lula Rabbanan, the Havi Aile, Piski Piski, Lebei Rebbe, Admosi Atem Nechnosim Serugin Serugin. So they once heard the Shivcha of Rebbe say to the Rabbanan who were coming in to the Shir, and they were coming in groups, not all together, but one after the other, right? So they said, how long are you going to come in? What's it called? Serugin. Why aren't you coming all together? Why are you coming in staggered? So they knew that Serugin means you read it staggered. Lo haviyadi rabbanim mai chalug logos. They didn't know what the word chalug logos was. Rashi says chalug logos. See Rashi. Lo haviyadi rabbanim talmidi rabbeinu hakodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi's students didn't know what these words were. And they heard his shivcha was a bekia in Hebrew that she knew these words. Chalug logos min yeriku. Vishoni bekam mekomos v'mishnu v'braisa. This Chalug Logos is mentioned a few places. We had this already in Rosh Hashanah, the same exact Gemara. And there, there was Tosfos said it has to do, I think, with Zov, and Rashi said with some other thing. But Rashi says himself over here, it's mentioned a few times. Shamula Amsa Devei Rebbe, Da Amra Leila Hu Gavra Da Havikom Vader Parpechine. And he was peeling Parpechine, which is what Chalug Logos was, Pikakli, the Vaz. Whatever that pikakli is, that's chalug logos. And so she said, Admosei atom efazer chalug logos. Why are you scattering around? You're throwing your chalug logos peels all over the place over here. So they knew what it was. V'havi yavi rabbanim mai silsula usarom emecha. Right? Silsula usarom emecha. Right? Play with the Torah, and it will, what's it called? In other words, make the Torah shashuai. Make it your plaything. And it will raise you up. They didn't know what it meant. Shamul Amsa Devi Rebbe, the Havis Amrus Lo Gavra, the Havi Mahapet Mase. She saw a guy was playing with his hair. Amr Le Ad Mosi Atom Masalso Besarech. How long you play around with your hair? So they knew that Masalso means to play around with. The Havi Yodi Rabbanin Mai Hashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha. Throw onto Hashem your load. Omar Rabba Rachana, Zim Nechada, this was not Amsa Devei Rebbe, one time, Havi Azil Nebahavi Ahutai, I was going with an Arab, what's it called, what?
Peddler,
yeah. We called Darina Tuna, I was carrying a load. Omar Li Shkol Yehavecho V'Shavi Agamloi, take your load and put it on my camel. So the Vilna Gaon says we learn something from this. Because the Pasuk says, throw your load on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning have bitachon on the Ribono Shel Olam. So the Vilna Gaon says like this. What does that mean? You should have bitachon after you do all your hishtadlus, then throw your load on the Ribono Shel Olam, and after you finish your hishtadlus, then throw your load on the Ribono Shel Olam. Or no, even l'chatchila, throw your load on the Ribono Shel Olam. If in the end you have to do hishtadlus, you will, but even the hishtadlus you should throw on the Ribono Shel Olam. So we learn from this Maisa that l'chora, who was this? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was carrying this load. And he saw the Arab with the camel. He could have asked him, could I put my load on your camel? I'll pay you. And he would have done his hishtadlus. But he didn't. He waited till, he said, look, if the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to use this camel, why should I pay for it? Now I'll be talking, and the camel driver will eventually tell me to put it on the camel for free. And that's what happened. So we learn from here that Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha means throw your load on the Ribono Shel Olam, even the Hishtadlus, Lichatchila. Don't run to do the Hishtadlus. Have be talking, the Ribono Shel Olam will work it out for you. If in the end it doesn't, then you have to do your Hishtadlus. But Lichatchila, even the Hishtadlus throw on the Ribono Shel Olam.
How do you know how long to wait?
That's what the Svarim say, the Chazon Ish. Hishtadlus is whatever is savir, right? Whatever is reasonable. So a reasonable amount of time, whatever that means, and each thing is different. Ruhavi Yavi Rebonim Mavet Tatosi B'Matato Hashmeid. It says the pshat is I'm going to sweep you away and destroy you, like sweeping away. So they didn't know what Matato means. Shamula Amsa Devei Rebbe Dehavis Amras L'Chaverto Shkuli Tatisa V'Tati Besa. Take this broom and sweep the house. So they knew Tatisa. I don't know why. I'm sure there's a Achronim who speak why it made the Maisa with the tire right in the middle. Should have said all the things to do with Amsa B'dei Rebbe and then the Maisa with the peddler. Why did it break up the Maisa and the peddler right in the middle? I don't know. Okay. If this would be an Iyun Shir, we would answer the question. Since it's not, we're not going to. Okay. Mesalsa B'sarech, L'mamu Sha'atzil Tzoloshin Chipus V'Hipuch. Tesalsel, really that's what the Sfarim say means to play around with the Torah. Torah to Shashuai. But it means more specifically, Rashi says, to search out and to turn it around. Right? To search it and to
turn it over and over.
Turn it over and over. Right. Same, right. Tatisa Ishkofa Balaz, which is a broom. Okay. No, tachanunim is also, yes, say a lot of shvachos in those tachanunim. Tchinas, what? Even mentioning, well, those kind of things are okay. There's not a bracha.
We're not talking about
praise.
Remember that? Yeah.
And I had asked the Rav what that meant, because in the dinner, in Makalino, they have a few of the panasa, and that's the last part.